All right. Well, God bless you all once again. I'm going to share on something that many folks deal with silently. All right. Especially those who are born again of God's Spirit. We're probably the most, what should I say? What's the word I should be looking for? We're probably the most prone to dealing with our ailments and our situations in silence. I don't know. I find that to be the case most of the time. You know, I'll be talking to a brother or sister in Christ, and then they'll say, oh, I've been dealing with this thing for 6 months. And I'd be like, well, why don't you say anything? But anyways, there are a lot of giants that we face in life. Giants such as fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, depression. I mean, on and on the list goes. There's a giant that I have been facing in my own personal life, and I want to talk about it because I think this is something that is very common in Christian circles. So I'm calling this slaying the giant of burnout. We're going to start in 1 Kings chapter 19. If you want to take your Bibles and flip there. You know what? Just like David faced Goliath, we face giants in our lives, as I just mentioned. Giants that seem bigger, louder, and stronger than we are. And some giants are more obvious than others, like fear or worry. But others sneak in real quiet-like when we least expect it. And one of the most dangerous of all is burnout, when your body, mind, and spirit feel like they can't keep going. But here's the good news. God gives us the strength and the stones to slay every giant that stands against us. So here we go. We're in 1 Kings. Before David defeated Goliath, he had to identify the enemy. Because burnout is a giant that comes to drain your strength, steal your joy, and make you want to quit. Okay? And yes, even mighty servants of God have faced this. 1 Kings chapter 19, we will start in verse 4. Says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. In this particular section of scripture, Elijah had just won a massive spiritual victory, but afterwards he was exhausted. He felt alone, and he most certainly wanted to give up. He was ready to. He was ready to throw in the towel. And you know what? That's what burnout does. It comes after the battles, when your strength feels spent. But you know what God did? Or should I say, do you know what God didn't do? He didn't shame Elijah for feeling this way. It goes on in verse 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals. And a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. My goodness, guys, the giant of burnout is real. Being so tired to the point where you have nothing left in your tank. Total and utter exhaustion. And as big and severe as it may feel, it's not something that's unbeatable. Because God will meet you at any time and place, even under a juniper tree. Going back to this this idea of David and Goliath, Goliath mocked Israel, but God saw their fear in the same way burnout mocks your efforts. And it simply whispers, you can't go on. But God, those two little words, but God knows, he knows us better than we know ourselves. In Psalm 103, verse 13, says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Did you know that, you know, even Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Son of God, he experienced physical weariness himself. John chapter 4, verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. If Jesus Christ also grew weary, it means that weariness is not weakness. But he didn't stay there. He was refreshed in the Father's will. You know, when David was fighting Goliath, when he threw that stone with that sling of his, God did not fight Goliath with his own strength, right? And in 1 Samuel, we're actually going to take a look at this record here, or at least one verse in this record. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, it said, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. We don't have to fight our giants with just our own strength, our own willpower. We fight with the power of God. Isaiah chapter 40. We'll start in verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I love that entire section, but especially in Isaiah 40:31, we all know that verse. And you know what it says? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And the promise that follows this statement is that God is going to raise us up just as if we had the wings of an eagle. And if you've ever seen these giant birds like eagles or hawks or falcons, they are the most beautiful birds to watch fly through the sky. Their wings are magnificent. And when you watch them fly through the sky, it simply looks so effortless and just full of grace. And that's why God is making this analogy here. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, isn't that a breath of fresh air? Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. When you can't swing the sword anymore, God steps in with his almighty power and helps us out right there on the spot. When David was facing Goliath, here we go again. When David was facing Goliath, he did not face Goliath empty-handed. He simply had five smooth stones and a sling at his disposal. And you know what? We too have spiritual weapons. And I kind of came up with something. I love how God just shows me these things. I really truly do. So then I can pass them on in hopes that it'll bless all of you guys. So what are our five stones? How do we slay the giant of burnout? What are our spiritual weapons? Well, the first stone would be the stone of resting in Christ. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Next one. I call it the stone of renewing the mind. Kind of tough to do when you're mentally drained. Most of you know I'm the head of a theater department at a low-income inner-city middle school. It comes with a lot of responsibilities, including dealing with young children that don't necessarily have a strong foundation at home. So there's a lot of renewing of my mind that I do every single day. But Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Wow. That sets a pretty high standard, doesn't it? I'm going to let that verse speak for itself, but that does set a pretty high standard. Especially when you're faced with a difficult situation and you kind of react in the moment in a certain manner. Sometimes it's not always the best idea. No matter how stubborn we may feel, no matter how dead set we are on an outcome, God says to renew your mind. Very high standard. All right, next one. How about the stone of the Holy Spirit's power? Zechariah chapter 4, not a place we go to quite often. In verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. When you read them, you can't help but just take a deep breath and relax. How about the stone of his presence? In Psalm 16, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I'm telling you, yesterday was the hardest day of my, not my entire life, but definitely this particular academic year. I mean, think about it. Any kind of exhaustion, I was experiencing it all. Physical, mental, and emotional. But in God's presence, you find fullness of joy. Amazing. All right, what about the stone of praise and declaration? Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You see, guys, the giant of burnout is something that we all face. The giant of burnout falls when we pick up the stones of faith. So once again, going back to David versus Goliath, Goliath may have been a giant, but God was bigger. Exhaustion, weary, burnout, whatever you want to call it, it may feel overwhelming, but it's not undefeatable. And probably the most commonly quoted scripture of all time that deals with this is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Wow. How about Psalm 46? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, just like David, you may feel small, but the power of God in you is mighty. It is a mighty, mighty thing. So let's make a couple declarations here. You want to say them to yourself, but in the name of Jesus Christ, I will slay the giant of burnout, exhaustion, weariness, whatever term you want to use. The Lord is my strength and my shield. I will rise up like an eagle with wings. I will not quit because God is with me. I just want to read one last verse here. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. That is just incredible. It is really something, guys. The same God who gave David victory gives us victory today. The gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful privilege that we have to be your kids once again. And just we pray for strength in this physical life, Father, because we want to live as spiritually as we possibly can, no matter how hard it may be. So thank you, Father, for being there for us. And we thank you for your strength reigning in our lives, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.